السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل كرم إحسان of الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah Ta'ala has allowed for us to gather here in His house in the company of our asatiza, our akabirin, our mashayikh. Allah Ta'ala make this coming of ours beneficial. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of my hidayat, a means of my mukammal islah, and a means of the hidayat and islah of entire mankind. Ameen. The ayat-e kareema that was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who answers the dua of the muttar. The word used in the Quran Sharif is muttar. So Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi, he explains this word muttar. He says that it is a person who has lost hope in everyone and everything else. He's got no hopes in anything. Every type of asbab, every type of person that could have come to his assistance, so he has lost hope in everything, in each and everything. And now he turns to Allah and Allah alone. That only Allah Ta'ala in his mind, that only Allah Ta'ala can now assist me, only Allah Ta'ala can help me. And he makes dua with this conviction that only Allah Ta'ala can come to my assistance. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer and Allah Ta'ala will come to his plea. This person's cry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer it. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he explains, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself that this muttar, Allah will come to his assistance, Allah ta'ala will answer his dua. He gives a whole explanation, but the khulasa of it is because of the ingredient of ikhlas. That when this person has turned away from everyone else, everything else, and he turns only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will come to his help. Allah ta'ala will answer his call. Allah ta'ala will answer his dua. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions one incident that appears in Fazail-e-Amal, that there was a person who was a porter, or what we will call in today's zamana, the big thing is gone courier now. Courier. So people just phone and just order things and it just gets couriered from here to there. So this person was like a courier, a postman, person taking parcels up and down. So sometimes they would have some valuable parcels with them also. So he was going with his horse and his cart. So one person came up to him and said, "I need a lift." So he's reminding me of one incident. We just digressed a little bit. As Mohammed Patel Sam rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned that once he was driving on the old road going to Durban and one person was thumbing a lift. Nowadays you can't thumb lifts. It's too dangerous. So one person was thumbing a lift. So Hazrat stopped and gave him a lift also. So this, and Hazrat mentioned that time, he said, those days you could still stop and give somebody a lift. So So Hazrat is asking him that, by where are you going? So he says, no, I'm on my way home. He said, don't you work? He said, no, I just resigned from my job. He said, why you resign? He said, no, I received a letter in the post from the Reader's Digest. In those days, that book used to get posted to people's houses, and every time they used to have some competition carrying on, and everybody they said, no, you are a winner. You just have to go through just one phase. Your number is coming out. Your number is coming out. And big figures they used to say, winning so much. So that bichara person, he read that and he thought, now he's a winner. So he resigned from his job also. And now he's going home to have a party. So Hazrat is explaining to him, bhai, all these promises that I'm making to you is all doka, is all deception. But this person, he fell for that. And he left his whole job also. So the promises of shaitan are just like that. Allah Ta'ala tells us that shaitan's promises is only doka. He only deceives. But Allah Ta'ala's promise, that is true. Whatever Allah Ta'ala tells us, that is true. The problem is that sometimes we are impatient. We got besabri. We want to see things happening right now. Allah Ta'ala will do according to His wisdom. When Allah Ta'ala wants to sort that person's problem out, Allah will sort it out. Whether immediately, whether after some time. But the beautiful thing in the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is that if a person is doing it for Allah Ta'ala, if there's ikhlas, and even if he's going through trials, for each moment of trial he's being rewarded. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him. So nothing goes in vain. So coming back to that kissa, as the Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that this man asked that porter for a lift. And as they were going, so he told him, look, bhai, why are you taking this long road? This is a shortcut. I travel this road all the time. So this person trusted him, and they went on the shortcut, and eventually they came to a dead end, and there are dead bodies there, there's skeletons there. So he said, but where you brought me? He said, well, your fate is going to be same like these people's fate. Many people listened to me, they came this way. So basically he was a hijacker, a robber. So he wanted to rob this person, kill him and rob him. So this man told him that, see, by just give me a chance to read 2 rakat salah. There was one sahabi. He was the first sahabi to start this. And when they were going to kill him, he told them, see, just give me a chance to read 2 rakat salah. He was the first one to start this. After that, whoever does this action, that sahabi will get the sawab. So this person also asked for respite. He said, give me a chance. I just want to read 2 rakats namaz. So this person told him, bhai, a lot of people made that request. They also ended up like that. So never mind, if you want to read 2 rakats namaz, you read. But what yaqeen this person must have had, what ta'alluq ma'allah he must have had, that when he read the 2 rakats namaz, he's still reading his salah, and in the salah he read this ayat-e kareema, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. And while he's reading his namaz, so he notices a horseman appearing. And this horseman had a lance. And this lost horseman went and killed this robber. So this person completed his namaz, and he goes to this horseman, said, "By who are you?" So he says, "I am sent by the being who answers the dua of the muttar." So this is how Allah Ta'ala saved that person, protected that person. When a person is in that condition, where he feels that it's the end of the road, I got nothing. I got no one to turn to, I got nothing. Then Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised that a person must make dua with these words, Allahumma rahmataka arju. That, oh Allah, your mercy is what I am hopeful of. And I'm hopeful of your mercy. And فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عِينَ. that do not hand me over to myself even for the blinking of an eye. Our Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daun Barakatu, recently in one majlis, Hazrat mentioned this dua also. La takilni ila nafsi tarfata'in. Don't hand us over to ourselves. And this is a big problem. A big problem with us. I speak for myself. Allah Ta'ala cure me. That we think we are doing. We think we have accomplished. We feel we have done something. That I am doing. So in this dua, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that we can do nothing. That make dua to Allah Ta'ala, don't hand me over to myself. Even for the blinking of an eye. And then the dua continues, wa aslih li sha'ni kulla. That Allah Ta'ala, you set right all my affairs. La ilaha illa ant. There is none worthy of worship besides you. As Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also, when he used to make dua, then most times in the beginning of the dua, he would read this. Ya Allah, don't hand us over to ourselves. So this ingredient of ikhlas, ingredient of sincerity, most of the muhaddithin also, when they started off the kitabs of hadith, then they started off this hadith sharif of innamal a'malu bin niyyah. That actions are judged according to the intention. The niyat of an action is what causes the action to be weighty, or what causes the action to be weighty in the pan of scales of good deeds or evil deeds. The same action a person carries out, if he's doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is going to become weighty in the scale of good deeds. And if a person is doing the very same action, but he is doing it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some other motive the person has got, then that very same action becomes weighty in the scale of evil deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with ikhlas. Sometime when we hear that if there is even little bit of riyakari, like it is mentioned in Yasira Riya'i Shirkun, that even little bit of riyakari, this too is shirk. So sometime when a person hears this, then shaitan uses that fear that comes in our heart for riyakari to stop us from a'mal. So now what if I'm doing this amal now for show? So rather I leave it. If I'm carrying my tasbih in my hand, what if I'm carrying it for show? So rather I don't carry it. If I got my miswak in my pocket, then maybe people will think I'm doing it for show. So ikhlas, to do an action solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we leave out an action because of the people, then too we have moved Allah ta'ala out of the equation. When we stop doing an action because of people, then we have brought people into the equation, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the example Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that if a person has got a blanket that has got some bed bugs, so he doesn't throw the blanket away. He must get rid of the bed bugs. Don't throw the whole mattress away, don't throw the whole blanket away. So if in our amal there is some riyakari, so we got to get rid of the riyakari. Don't throw the action away. If we throw the action away, then in which container are we going to bring the ikhlas? So we just have to keep renewing our niyat. Keep renewing our niyat that I am doing this solely for Allah Ta'ala. When there is ikhlas in the action, then there is nusrat from Allah Ta'ala. There's help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jainani rahmatullah ali, once he was engaging in ibadat, and all of a sudden he sees like a cloud of noor appearing in front of him. And from this cloud of noor, there is a voice. I say, "Oh Abdul Qadir, we are so pleased with all your ibadat, all your worship, that from now onwards, you are exempt from salah. You don't have to read salah anymore. You become so pious now that you don't have to read namaz anymore." So when he heard that, so he realized immediately that this is shaitan. So he said, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." And then he said, when Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so high, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so high, and he was not exempt of salah, then where can a weak person like me be exempt from salah? So then shaitan exposed himself. And shaitan told him that, "Abdul Qadir, your knowledge saved you. That if you were an ignorant person, you were just making ibadat, but you didn't have knowledge, then you would have got caught in my trap. But because you got ilm, you got knowledge." And this is a big importance of ilm. We are so fortunate in our country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing institutions to come up. Look at this institute, Hazrat Qari Sahib's institute. How much of ilm is being disseminated from here? Every town, everywhere we have got madaris, we have got makatib. If we don't, you know, value these places and take advantage, send our children to go and learn, then it is our own loss. There was a time in our country where all this was not offered. Our mashayikh, our seniors, when they needed to study, they had to go abroad. So much of qurbani they had to make. Today Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. So we must take advantage. So shaitan told Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, "See, your ilm saved you." So there also, he had his finger on the pulse of the nafs. He didn't get carried away. That too was a trap from shaitan. So he told him, "My ilm didn't save me. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that Allah saved me. La takilni ila nafsi tarfata'in." Everything is Allah. Our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daun Barakatu, so many times he mentions in the majalis, "My wish is his wish." In other words, our life must become for Allah. I mustn't have no desires. I mustn't have no wishes, aspirations. Everything is what makes my Allah Ta'ala happy. What makes my Allah Ta'ala happy, that is what I will do. In the dunya, we must make Allah Ta'ala happy. If we live a life making Allah Ta'ala happy, then after the day of Qiyamah, and we are all hopeful that Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, in His grace, He will bless all of us with Jannat al-Firdaus. Then in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, that is there anything more I can do for you? So at that time, the bandas of Allah Ta'ala make it that we are there, that it is us. And the bandas of Allah Ta'ala will say, "Ya Allah, you forgave our sins. You blessed us with Jannat. You protected us from Jahannam." In other words, what more can we ask for? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, "Today I confer my happiness upon you." This is what a lover of Allah Ta'ala is looking for. That my Allah must be pleased with me. My Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with me. Hazrat had given this example. Say, a bride, there are some nikahs also, inshallah. So a bride, if she is being dolled up, you know, they are dressing her up and beautifying her, and everybody is praising her.
looking so beautiful, the outfit is suiting you, this, that, whatever they may be saying to her. But she is crying. She is tearing. So when they ask her that, why are you crying? She said, no, when he will say that I'm beautiful, then it will be time to smile. When he will approve of the garment, when he will approve and he will say that, no, you're looking beautiful, then I will smile. By those of us that are married, when last we told our wife that they're looking beautiful? Our Hazrat Azma Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daan Barakatu, last few majalis, Hazrat has been stressing on this. Our relationship with our wives, our akhlaq towards our wives. It's very, very easy with everybody else to have good akhlaq. But in the home, that is a real test. And there, if we show good akhlaq, then that is with ikhlas, with nobody else to see. And you can show how much good akhlaq you want, you won't get no accolades to. So that is the real place, the test of good akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala bless me also, Allah Ta'ala bless you also. So this bride said that when he will say that I look beautiful, then it will be time to smile. Same like that. In the dunya, what people can say, whatever, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ki kaise rahe. There when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that now I confer my happiness upon you, I'll never be angry with you ever again. What a ni'mat that will be. That is what every lover of Allah Ta'ala is aspiring for. But we have to bring ikhlas, bring sincerity. As it mentioned, that there was one abid, person who was a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he came to hear that some people are worshipping a tree. They started making sajda to the tree, they're worshipping the tree. So he got very upset, and he took his axe, and he said, no, I'm going to go and chop that tree down. The people, if I chop that tree, then that shirk will be gone. So I'm going to chop that tree down. So he went. So when he came in the vicinity of the tree, one man came in front of him, said, Baji, where are you going with this big axe? So he said, no, people are worshipping this tree, I'm going to chop this tree down. He said, Bhai, why are you worried about what the people are doing? Leave them. Let them do what they're doing. You go, you carry on with your ibadat. Why you spoiled your ibadat timetable? You carry on with your ibadat. Leave them to do what they're doing. He said, no. You see some evil, you have to stop it. So I have to go and break this tree down. So this person told him, see, bhai, you chop this tree, they'll start worshipping another tree. He said, bhai, hut. Get out of my way, I'm going to chop this tree. So they got into a scuffle. They got physical now. So this man with the chopper, he managed to subdue the other person. So when he subdued him, so this person told him, say, bhai, see, we don't have to fight over this. Say, let me make one agreement with you. See, you're going to chop this tree, people will worship another tree. Why don't we do this? You leave the tree. Every day, I will put a gold coin. I will give you a gold coin. You will receive one gold coin. With that gold coin, how much of khairat you will be able to do? How much of good deeds you will be able to carry out with that coin? So when this person heard this, he said, well, no, this sounds like a good deal here. So he agreed. So he went away home. Next morning, he says, a gold coin under his pillow. He said, well, that person is sticking to his end of the bargain. Next day again, there's a gold coin. By the third day, fourth day, he said, no gold coin. So no, this fellow, he had me. He didn't put the gold coin. So he took his chopper and he went. When he came by the tree, he met this person there again. This person said, but where are you going? He said, I'm going to chop the tree. Today don't stand in my way. So this person came for him. They got into a scuffle. But this time, that person pinned him down. Tried again, second round. The person pinned him down. He said, but what's happening? So who are you? So no, I'm Shaitan. I'm Shaitan. So now how come today I can't topple you? That day I toppled you, today so easily I toppled you. So see, that day you came with ikhlas. You came for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you wanted to cut down the tree. Today you came because you're not getting your gold coins. So that day when you had ikhlas, then you had Allah Ta'ala's help with you. Today when you came and you are devoid of ikhlas, then you don't have Allah Ta'ala's help with you. That is why I'm able to overpower you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that all the time we keep reminding ourselves, everything I do, I must do for Allah Ta'ala. Try and remain in zikrullah. This will help us. Whenever we do an action, make the niyat. Make the niyat. Whenever we feel our niyat is gone off, renew the niyat. We finished an action also, again renew the niyat, that I did it only for Allah Ta'ala. So by doing this, inshallah, that ikhlas will come. By making zikrullah, we'll remember that everything I'm doing, I'm only doing for Allah Ta'ala. And never attribute anything to ourselves. That I managed to accomplish this, I managed to do that. No. Everything happens only by the will, the command, the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Qurbani also is coming up. People are going for Hajj also. Today this Bimari with the cell phone. That everything now we want to take pictures. Why we want to take pictures? The only reason a person wants to take picture is because he wants to show. So what is show? That's where the riya is coming. A person is making ibadat in Hajj. He's making his ibadat is between him and Allah Ta'ala. Why does he have to make selfies? Why does he have to make videos and take photographs to come back and show everybody what I did? What for? Is it not enough that Allah Ta'ala is watching me? Qurbani also is the same thing. Allah Ta'ala has subdued those animals. Allah Ta'ala has given us hukam. We must slaughter the animals so we can complete an obligation upon us. That is also a life. But Allah Ta'ala has allowed for us to take that life to fulfill the obligation upon us. And now we make that also into one tamasha, into one video, one movie. And then send that thing around everywhere. One is this photography and everything is haram. And then on top of it, we bring it into our ibadat. So then can there be ikhlas in it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me also ikhlas. Allah ta'ala bless us all with this sifat of ikhlas. And Allah ta'ala bless us with this lillahiyat. Everything I do only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين